Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, A Wonderful Approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we're doing devotions this morning. So, as long as I can get, make sure everything's working, today's day 16. We need day 16. That means we're on the downstroke of this fast. That means we have less days. We've accomplished more days than we have ahead of us. I guess you could say this is our fast equinox. And Lord knows we need it, okay? Again, I try to make it a mission. I try to speak to as many people as possible during the week or during the day to make sure, hey, are we okay? Are we on a task? Are we doing this? And it is 100% official. This may be the hardest fast yet. And hard for different reasons. When I ask people, okay, how you doing? Oh, Mama Seven, I don't know. I'm struggling. And I'm like, we all are. And they're like, yeah, but this is something different. This is something special. And so I get it. And I get it again. This is why day 15 is, right there in that middle. It is staying motivated. We got to stay motivated in the middle of it. We got to remember why we're doing it. At this point, the fast is the newness of the fast has worn off. That initial hump we were trying to get over, either we're over it or we're over it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to, for our mind and our wits about us, can be a little challenging. What? How about trying to keep our tempers about us? That can be a little challenging. Trying to keep positivity about us, if I can say that, if I can be honest with my peeps, it can be difficult. This is why that precisional language has to be in there, because it's like we still have to fast. We just have to find a way to do it pleasantly, okay? We got to be able to. 6 o'clock is earlier than it was last year. That's a change. All these changes are in place, and I had one sister remind me, well, don't forget, for really the last couple of years, we've been remote. We've been working from home, and I heard that 2 or 3 times. And I'm like, yeah, I understand how the comfort of home helps a fast. You know what I'm saying? So if you're tired, and of course not eating will make you tired, so if you're tired, you can just go and take a little nap, chill. If you have all the food that you want sitting there. Like yesterday, I got caught out. I was running 1,001 errands, and I was out of the house after I broke my fast, after it's time to break fast. And so this is when I would go. In the past, grab me Wendy's, a little baked potato, whatever. Even some nuggets, whatever. I would go grab, we have something here called Del Taco. Well, in Macon, they have it where I always, and little tacos and whatever. Just something quick because I am out. Because I still have things to do because I didn't have time to rush home and spend 45 minutes prepping a salad and stuff like that. So because of my stuff, I was out. And I was like, okay, what are you going to do? Because you got to eat something. You have not eaten since in Georgia. The sun comes up about 7:42, something like that, early. So, what are you going to do? And so I had to go to Kroger anyway. And so I went and got a little fruit cup. got a handful of nuts, and that was able to hold me until I was able to get something more. But, you know, when I say inconvenience, highly inconvenient. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? You know, so this is the kind of stuff where I'm talking about, you know, had I known that today was going to go that long, I would have either packed me something. I would have tailored my evening to end before that time. Or, you know, had to get creative, had to run, go to the local grocery store. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, really, family, we know this isn't easy. We know it isn't easy. But we got to make it happen. Or, you know, you don't want to show God that this world has jumped on us, that the world has beat us to the point where we can't even spend 30 days focused in his care, focused in his energy. You know, we don't want to do that. We really don't. And as you can hear in the background, I'm cutting up my strawberries. So one thing I have learned, oh, my goodness, and like I said, every time I learn, I get respect. I really get respectful because I'm like, man, I didn't even realize it was that taxing. I didn't realize it was that, So I didn't realize I usually spend all this time preparing meals, you know. And so here I am, even my breakfast, which is going to be some strawberries, and I have some like cantaloupe still cut up, and, you know, ain't no more ants, but that's breakfast. But I didn't realize that I got to spend 30 minutes in prep just getting, and I'm not even cooking this stuff. That's a lot of time prepping. That's a lot of energy. This is the kind of stuff, though, right here, that is why we're trying to do this fast and why we have to do the fast food fast. Okay? I can't, you know, the time I'm sitting here speaking to y'all about positivity. I'm sitting here speaking life into fasting. I'm sitting here encouraging others. So my sweet little strawberries here are getting the benefit of all that good stuff. They're getting the benefit of me being kind and gentle as I'm preparing the food. They're getting the benefit of being in good company even up to their last little second before I put them in my mouth in just a second when we get off the radio. That makes a difference, family. It makes a difference. The energy that these strawberries will now contain, because I've been speaking over them as I've been cutting them and preparing them, right? Now, do you think for half a second that anything out of McDonald's that I keep, McDonald's, don't get me wrong, you can't sue me. I don't have anything. But, you know, but do you really think that McDonald's, Burger King spends the time to nurture their food before slapping it together and handing it to you? I don't think so. I don't think anybody in there is praying to make, you know, their world better, the world better. You know, I don't think anyone is encouraging anyone to do these things. You know, I think they are trying to work those people as fast as they can to get the most out of the person while offering the least amount of whatever in the food. That's bad math, right? This chicken says good morning, Kel. So this is a prime example of what I'm talking about when it comes to the energy that your food is around, you know what I'm saying? And we have to, when you start paying attention to things like this, you know, it becomes so much better. Since not doing the soda, man, my taste buds have been like on fire. My taste buds are like, thank you for bringing back taste. Bring it back this mood, you know, because that, you know, we're not only are we not taking care of ourselves, we damage a big part of ourselves being so nonchalant about our food and what we're drinking. You know, my son, we were doing something in the car, and he reminded me because I was, you know, we were doing some oil, I think. And he was like, yeah. And he was looking, I had some battery acid on the battery. And he was like, Mom, you know they pour Coca-Cola on that to eat the acid? And I was like, yes, son. He said, and then, you know, we turn around and drink it. I said, yeah. I don't think we should be drinking anything that corrodes acid. He's like, yeah, kind of crazy. And you know, I sit back and think about just the energy and the vibration of what we're digesting. So I talk about when we're watching TV and when we're watching some of these crazy videos or when we're watching anything and our eyes are drinking it, right? How great is that or how harmful is that? What are you drinking? You know, when we're eating food, when we're drinking soda, and that's why there's a no soda policy. Man, I was at the store, and I wanted a ginger ale, and I was like, got the ginger ale, opened it up, heard it, and I was like, I even got a diet one. I thought I had struck gold, a diet ginger ale. I was, oh, man. And the second I heard it, Chris, it was like, ain't no soda? I said, oh. So I brought the soda home, and I'm like, pull soda. You're going to be flat before I even get a chance to really eat you. That's okay. I've been drinking these Gatorade Zeros that provide minimal flavor, but it's something. It's just something. And then you can have juice, too, you know, because I got some other stuff going on. The juice has to be at a minimum. Everything's at a minimum. But I can still be grateful and thankful in the middle of it. Today is Easter, family. Easter is such a wonderful time for Christians. This is a high religious time, you know, so it when I find, you know, I used to do this, not used to, I still do it. I just am more intentional and more aware of it now. When I am planning the retreat, I sit back and say, okay, I just look at the calendar, all right, this day. I don't necessarily go and look into the science of the day, and I wish I would. If I were more mature, if I had more time, I would look into the science of the day. Why did I pick this day? You know, I have, since the beginning of time, we have always worked on Father's Day. And I swear every year I say, no more. I'm going to make sure I'm not. Can you wait a minute? So, and I keep saying, no, I'm not going to keep interrupting Father's Day. I want to let that energy go, you know, go by, let us recognize it and everything else like that. And I keep saying, nope, I'm not going to do it. And every single one, I do it. And I'm like, man, I'm so sorry, Dad. I don't know why I keep taking your day. Yep, did it again. And it's something about the coming together. It's something about Spirit is like, come on this day and celebrate this day. Celebrate this energy. You know, let's make sure that we have, that we're recognizing this energy. And so this Father's Day thing, I keep getting it, keep doing. And I swear it's by accident. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm working this weekend. Might as well work the next weekend too. Da-da-da-da. And it's always those weekends. Always. But I got to work through that. But like I said, always working on all of these high spirit energy days. And Easter is definitely one of those high spirit energy days. So I hope that everyone, so last night, as I'm preparing to, you know, get some travel in today, I was like, okay, I got to make sure my shrines are on before I go anywhere. And one of the ways that I do that is by having fresh cut flowers. Let me tell you, family, everything is ridiculously expensive. Oh my goodness. So I go to Kroger and I get flowers. They want to give me 3 or 4 stalks in a bundle. I said, this isn't a bundle. This is less than a bundle. Come on. And so I was so mad and disappointed in these little stalks that they're calling bundles. But and so usually if I get one, I have enough for, you know, ancestor shrine and divvy it up between the other feminine shrines that I have. And it wasn't enough. So not only I had to get 2 bundles, so I paid more money for less product. And I was like, this is not making good sense. This don't make good sense right here. So, but I had to get the flowers to clean my shrine up. All, of course, it is top filled to the brim. Candles. I'm going to, when I make some coffee for myself, I'm going to make some coffee for them. I'm going to get it all divvied up, clean, fresh. I'm not making any breakfast for myself, so I'm also not making any breakfast for my shrine. But I am, you know, I do believe in the flowers and the coffee and drink and the tea. And I got tea people as well. So, you know, these are the kind of things that we need to be doing when you're living that spiritual lifestyle. And I'm doing this not because I have ever celebrated Easter. Oh, I'm so fuzzy on the details. You know what I'm saying? I don't celebrate Easter because I was not born nor raised a Christian. But I know this is a high spirit time. It doesn't necessarily matter what religion, culture, anyone that's making it a high spirit time. What it is I'm taking advantage of the energy that's already being created. You know what I'm saying? And so just like our fast is not haphazard. I, Mama 7, did not pick these dates, okay? Because if I, Mama 7, had picked the dates, I would have picked some winter dates when the days are shorter and not 8 o'clock at night. But they didn't ask me. I am capitalizing off of the energy of Ramadan when there's already millions of people fasting. And I'm adding our energy to their energy, and we're in the middle of a high spirit event, a high spirit time. And so this is what we're adding ours to theirs to make it even bigger, you know. And if anyone asks you, are you doing Ramadan? Trust me, you're not. What you're doing actually is way more intense. What you're doing is way, way more intense, and you're devoting yourself. You're going through an intense process of applying positive lessons to make sure that you are getting everything that you need. But this is way harder than fasting, than Ramadan. So what we're trying to do is add hours to that special, to that high spiritual event. Okay? In case you didn't know, I just want to let you know that. Get some flowers. So, instructions for today. Make sure those shrines are beautiful. Make sure they're beautiful. Today of all days. You know, understanding that the majority of us have Christian ancestors somewhere in the mix. Those shrines, this is a special day for them. So for me, this day, Easter, doesn't really have anything to do with Christianity. This day, Easter, has everything to do with my ancestors. My ancestors were Christian. Therefore, for me, it's part of an ancestral ritual. You see what I'm saying? You see the difference? You know, my birthday is for me. I celebrate my birthday for me. when I am gone, hopefully my children will celebrate my birthday because it's traditional. And they'll get together and they'll think kind thoughts of me. Remember when I told funny stories and funny jokes and stuff like that. But, yeah, you see the difference? One is active, one is in remembrance of. All right? So, journaling. Okay, so one thing about spirit is tricky. And one thing about humans, we are young. And I say that because when things are young, they're new, and they may not be as organized or ready as they think they are. It's so funny. Talib has a new job, and he's like, well, Mom, what is this and what is that? And he's asking all these super adorable questions. And I let him know, look, son, don't forget, you're new. You're new to all this. Allow yourself the opportunity to ask questions. And when you ask a question, start with, I'm new. I don't understand. How do you do da 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 da? And you will get a great answer every single time, because people will appreciate your newness and your viewpoint. And just you saying that will make people want to help you more than you acting like you know, and then they're dealing with a little stinking attitude. So remember that we are new. So when I do things, I think I know what I'm doing, right? I'm going to say, I think I know 90%, 85-90%. And then I'll look at it again, and then I'll realize, ooh, I only knew 40%. And then I look at it again, like, ooh, my goodness, I think I only knew 20% at that time. I was an idiot, you know. And so and it's not a bad thing. We should be continuing to grow and develop and build. We should. But let's be honest when we're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest and be like, wow, this is our first time doing this, so this is how we're going to do it. And I bring all that up, and allowing us to be new is, you know, I'm looking at our little handy notebook of Devotion 3, aligning yourself with God. That means leaving your own understanding and coming under the structure of God. So day 16 is the spiritual ABCs, right? I love it. This is when, you know, we've done this exercise a time or two on the radio, and this is when two people write down, okay, A stands for, and what's the first word you think of when it comes to spirituality in A, you know, and mine is always, you know, amen, Ashe. I always say amen. I say amen even when I'm working, just because it's a habit, it's a good habit of declaring, you know, God's word being spoken and everything else like that. Amen. And so, and then you go down B, what I have here, B for bravery. Yeah, it takes a little bit of bravery. And then I have beauty, and I have baptism. So for me, those are important B words in spirituality. And I like it because I said, oh, this is, one, it's super cute, because I'll say baptism and bravery. And I know the first time I think I did it with my mother, and she had something totally different. I was like, I would have never associated that word with spirituality, but okay. And then the second time I did it with, I think it's just unique. And boy, I mean, our words could not have been more different. Our understanding could not have been more different. Our relationship, our religion, our everything was different. And I said, man, this is so interesting, right? So I love the exercise. But let me tell you what I saw this morning. So this morning I'm doing my prayers, my meditations before the program. And Spirit was like, it's not spiritual ABCs. The ABCs, the Spirit said, what are ABCs? I said, they're letters. They're like, they're foundations. I said, oh, snap. You know how we say, yeah, let's get to the ABC of it. You know, let's get to the bottom of it. Let's build the foundation letters are how we build words. Words are how we build sentences. This is how we build thoughts. This is how we build action. It's a foundation. And I was like, yo, Spirit, you are taking it deep today. You're taking it deep. What are our spiritual foundations? How do we get back to our spiritual foundations? And this is super important because we will travel away from our foundation. We will move away from the very things that gave us the strength in the beginning. Because I guess in the beginning we feel, oh, that's for, I don't want to say that's for babies, but that's for beginners. You know, I've passed that. Yeah, I used to pray 3 times a day, but I think I've gotten past that. So I only pray once. I'm like, how do you get past and evolve out of prayer? How do you evolve out of prayer? How arrogant. How are you evolving out of, you know, are you evolving out of the mischief? Are you evolving out of your trouble? No, you want to evolve out of the one thing that sustained you. A lot of times we move away. You know, one of the reasons why this fast may be more difficult is that we've moved away from the very basics and the very foundations that we set up for prayer. Have we moved away? Have we moved away from that? You know, I remember when I first started, man, I would read my prayers and I knew them word for word, right? And now I wonder, what that was a foundation of mine, reading these prayers, boom, boom, boom. And then it came a point where I would read and then I would stop and process, meditate, and everything else like that. Then it came to the point where I wouldn't even pull out my book. I would go by what I knew. I would address the top foundation. So today I'm going to be going back to the foundation. And after staying motivated, after coming off of our equinox, after acknowledging that after today we only got 14 more days, you know, after acknowledging all those things, I'm like, wait a minute. How about we spend some time just building with ourselves? Foundation. What are our foundations? What do we need to do? What practice do we have that we might need to review so that we can be better in what we do? Okay? So, you know, today I would love for you to look at any and all foundations. You know, if you're struggling in a relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship, you know, a relationship with a parent, relationship with friends, whatever, whatever, think about the foundations, okay? What did I develop this relationship for in the first place? What was the purpose? What did I need? What was I doing? What was I going through? You know what I'm saying? Have I outgrown this purpose? Can I think about foundations today, family, okay? I just had my reminder about prayer. These 30-minute programs have to keep all that good stuff in mind, okay? This is to give you a tidbit to get you encouraged and inspired in your day. This is a tidbit just to get you to look into your prayer book, connect with God. Let's continue working on some of these basic foundations that we have. All right? Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly so that we can learn, we can build, we can develop. God, we recognize that we are young, still very new to this. We are still very open and learning and wanting to grasp the information that you have for us, God. God, we come before you so that you can teach us your way. We close ourselves off to the world so that we can learn your way. We can build on your word. We can develop within your grace and love and move away from those things that, one, do not serve us, two, mean us harm. As we go through our day today, God, please order our steps, guard our heart, take as we move through this understanding of life. Amen.